Brooklyn, New York, Monday, November 24th, 1890. I rise this morning with gratitude in my heart for a precious night's rest. The cars on the elevated railroad have been thundering past all night, but I have slept excellently well. I did not fill my appointment at the hall yesterday evening at 5 o'clock. The managers of the building let it to other parties when our people had engaged it for the day. But we could not help ourselves, as there was no written contract. This ought always to be secured. We must be more thorough in our business management. Many had purposed to come with their unbelieving relatives, and this was a great disappointment to them. They wept with sorrow. This disappointment we must reckon among the all things that shall work together for good to those that love God. I was solicited to speak in the evening to those assembled in the next tenement, the canvassing class. I have now spoken 4 times in the morning and business meetings, and for 1 hour last evening to the canvassing class. This morning, Brother Chadwick leaves us and returns to Battle Creek. He is in danger, through the prevailing influences which exist there, of becoming unbalanced in mind. Willie leaves later in the week for Battle Creek. Sarah and I shall attend meetings at Norwich, Connecticut, and at Danvers, Massachusetts. Brother Asa Robinson will be in attendance at these meetings. We wish that Willie could be with us also, but it seems to be necessary for him to go to Battle Creek at this time to attend to important matters. I ought to have him with me in my work, but if the presence of the Lord goes with us, we shall have profitable and successful meetings. I send large packages of important matters to be used during the remnant of the year 1890. I want to arouse and break the deadness of the silence of the churches, that they may have a sense of their work.